You gotta smoke.
No, I quit.
Yeah, me too. What you got?
That kid.
You get one free box of ammunition. What kind do you want?
چیگف؟
امونیشین چیه؟
پرسی چه جور گلوله میخواین؟
چه میدونم هر چی که اندازش میشه.
چند جور دارن؟ چی رو میخواین؟
چه میدونم اگه تا حالا تفنگ نخریدم که دختر.
پس ما این بهترین دلیله که تفنگ نخریم.
دوباره شروع کردی یا این چند هر صرف زدنه؟
Yo, Osama! Plan the jihad on your own time. What do you want?
رجب جهاد چی گفتین؟
مزخرف حرف میزنی بهش گوش نکنین.
Are you making insult at me?
Am I making insult at you? Is that the closest you can come to English?
Yes, I speak English. I am an American citizen.
Oh, God, here we go.
I have right, like you, I have right to buy gun.
Not in my store, you know. Andy, get him out of here now.
Dad, go wait in the car.
Now, get out.
Matt, keep your shoe behind. You're an
ignorant man. Oh, yeah, I'm ignorant. You're liberating my country, and I'm flying 747s into your mud huts and incinerating your friends. Get the fuck out of my
store. No, you get the fuck.
Come on, get out.
No, don't touch me. He cheated me. Right.
Andy, now.
Yes. No, let's go.
Ebenezer, okay. You can give me the gun or give me back the money. And I'm really hoping for the money.
What kind of ammunition do you want?
Whatever fits.
Oh, we got a lot of kinds. We got long Colts, short Colts, ball heads, flat nose, hollow points, wide cutters, and a dozen more that'll fit any size hole. It just depends upon how much bang you can handle.
I'll take the ones in the red box.
You know what those are?
Can I have them?
Did you see any white people in there waiting an hour and 32 minutes for a plate of spaghetti? Huh? And how many cups of coffee did we get?
You don't drink coffee, and I didn't want any.
Man, that woman in there poured cup after cup to every single white person around us. But did she even ask you if you wanted any?
We didn't get any coffee that you didn't want and I didn't order. And that's evidence of racial discrimination. Did you notice that our waitress was black?
And black women don't think in stereotypes? You tell me something, man. When was the last time you met one who didn't think she knew everything about your little lazy ass before you even opened your mouth? Huh? That waitress sized us up in 2 seconds. We're black and black people don't tip. So she wasn't gonna waste her time? Now, somebody like that, nothing you could do to change their mind.
So, how much is you leaving?
You expect me to pay for that kind of service? What? What the fuck is you laughing at, man?
I'm seriously starting to think that you're jealous of Karen.
Hardly. I'd just like to see you get through a meal without calling her or anyone else for that matter.
Okay, look, no more phone calls tonight. All right? As a matter of fact, here, you can hold the battery, okay?
$10 says she calls you in the car.
Wait. See what that woman just did? You see that?
Why, she's cold.
She got colder as soon as she saw us, though.
Aw, man, come on, don't start.
Man, look around you, man. You couldn't find a whiter, safer, or better lit part of this city right now. But yet this white woman sees two black guys who look like UCLA students strolling down the sidewalk, and her reaction is blind fear? I mean, look at us, dog. Are we dressed like gangbangers? Huh? No. Do we look threatening? No. Fact, if anybody should be scared around here, it's us. We're the only two black faces surrounded by a sea of over-caffeinated white people patrolled by the trigger-happy LAPD. So you tell me, why aren't we scared?
Because we got guns?
You could be right.
Get the fuck out of the car!
Give me the keys!
Come on,
okay,
hurry
okay,
up!
Okay.
Get out!
No, please,
don't look at me. Motherfucker, I said don't look at me. Turn around. Come on, go.
Just keep moving. there right now.
I know you just didn't call St. Christopher Voodoo. Man's the patron saint of travelers, dog.
You had a conversation with God, huh? What did God say? Go forth, my son, and leave big slobbery suction rings on every dashboard you find? Why the hell do you do that?
Look at the way your crazy ass drive, then ask me that again.
Chevy pickup and Mercedes driving north on Balboa. Pickup cuts in front, driver of the Mercedes gets pissed, pulls a gun, doesn't realize the guy in the pickup is a cop coming off shift.
Wait a minute, this Barry Gibb dude is a cop?
Yeah, name's Conklin. He's a narc out of Wilshire.
I got the Mercedes.
Mercedes takes a shot at him, Detective Conklin returns fire, one shot, Mercedes rolls to a stop, driver opens the door, falls out dead.
He looks very relaxed for just having shot somebody.
He says he kept trying to drive away, Mercedes kept pulling up next to him, screaming, waving a gun, shot back in self-defense.
Anybody actually see who shot first?
They just heard two bangs.
Find me a witness. That is a nice gun.
Well, the car is registered to a Cindy Bradley. That's not Cindy. That is a William Lewis. Pounds under the front seat. Hollywood Division.
Looks like Detective Conklin shot himself the wrong nigga.
How much longer are you gonna be?
This is the last one.
Thank you.
Think reporters listen to police calls?
I need to talk to you for a second.
Can you just give me a minute, right? And find Flanagan, will you? Now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi.
I want the locks changed again in the morning.
You want? Look, why don't you just go lie down, huh? Have you checked on James?
Well, of course I've checked on James. I've checked on him every 5 minutes since we've been home. Do not patronize me. I want the locks changed again in the morning.
Shh, it's okay. Just go to bed, all right?
You know what? Didn't I just ask you not to treat me like a child?
I'm sorry, Miss Jean. It's okay. I go home now.
It's fine. Thank you very much for staying, Maria.
You're welcome. No problem. Good night, Miss Jean.
Good night.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like the locks changed again in the morning. And you know what? You might mention that we'd appreciate it if next time they didn't send a gang member.
A gang member?
Yes, yes.
What, you mean that kid in there?
Yes, the guy in there with the shaved head, the pants around his ass, the prison tattoo.
Those are not prison tattoos.
Oh, really? And he's not going to go sell our key to one of his gangbanger friends the moment he is out our door.
We've had a really tough night. I think it'd be best if you just went upstairs right
now.
And
what, wait for them to break in? I just had a gun pointed in my face.
You lower your voice.
And it was my fault because I knew it was going to happen. But if a white person sees two black men walking towards her and she turns and walks in the other direction, she's a racist, right? Well, I got scared and I didn't say anything. And 10 seconds later, I had a gun in my face. Now, I am telling you, your amigo in there is going to sell our key to one of his homies. And this time it'd be really fucking great if you acted like you actually gave a shit.
All right, what do we got? Talk to me, Karen.
Flanagan doesn't think anybody has a story yet.
I'm the goddamn district attorney of Los Angeles. If my car gets jacked, it's gonna make news. Fuck! Why do these guys have to be black? I mean, why? No matter how we spin this thing, I'm either gonna lose the black vote or I'm gonna lose a law and order vote.
Yeah, I think you're worrying too much. You have a lot of support in the black community.
All right, if we can't duck this thing, we're going to have to neutralize it. What we need is a picture of me pinning a medal on a black man. Bruce?